Sunday, a very special day, not just because it's the end of February, 28th day of the month, but because we have something special ready to start for a 54th consecutive year on WSGW. It's the return of Detroit Tigers baseball.
Woohoo!
Indeed. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Wow. Yeah, our first spring training broadcast. We have select spring training broadcast aspirations.
That's a good way of putting it.
This Sunday, we know we will have a Tigers broadcast. We broadcast spring training games on weekends. The following weekends, well, this is where our aspirations come into play. Because of our association with Michigan basketball and the Red Wings hockey.
Yeah.
And really, Michigan basketball is the big one.
It is.
Because we still don't have a broadcast time for Michigan basketball for next Saturday.
No, when they play Michigan State.
Yeah. And following that will be Big Ten tournament weekend, and then NCAA tournaments begin. So
we anticipate Michigan going pretty far.
We will hope, and, well, depending on the broadcast times and engagements that those games take place will determine whether or not. So it's probably going to be, the weeks of that we'll know.
Right, right. And another thing, too, this year's spring training exhibition schedule lighter than normal.
True.
They scaled back on games this year.
Remember, because they're playing within their geographic locations.
Right. So, and no split squads, I don't believe, right,
nope,
Charlie?
Nope, no split squads are available, right. So that misses the opportunity for extra games that might take place.
Mm-hmm.
We can only say that our broadcast schedule is tentative. If you go to WSGW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the sports schedule box.
Correct.
Click on that. You will know then which games we broadcast, as Pat Johnston keeps that box up to date and tells you what games are being played by all the broadcasts of the games that we have and the times and frequencies.
Correct.
It could be either 790 or 100.5.
And we are also putting together the Detroit Tigers page for 2021 as well.
If you go to the homepage and find the menu option and find the sports area, you can click on the Tigers and find all the information there when it comes to the Tigers schedule and the roster of players and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as we're talking about going online, a shout-out to our friend from MLive, the sports writer, Hugh Birnreiter.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Once again, put together a piece to let folks know, for those who are checking M Live, that we are ready and prepared to begin our 54th consecutive season of Tigers baseball on Sunday.
Awesome. Yes,
thank you, Hugh. We appreciate it.
Yes. I was corresponding with Hugh, and he wanted to know. He says, you know, I went to that sports schedule box, but I only saw one game.
Well, unfortunately.
So let me tell you, here's the long story, Hugh.
Take it a game at a time, just like the coaches usually say.
So if you want to list it, here's, you know, Tentative. That's the best we can do.
Yeah, right.
But once the season starts, all 162 games and hopefully more, which of course would be postseason play, will happen with WSGW. Well, as long as we're throwing thanks out too, on the morning team page this morning, I am featuring the picture that I took recently when our longtime listener and longtime Tigers friend Rosalie from Saginaw dropped by her famous Detroit Tigers baseball cookies.
Oh. Awesome.
They were very tasty. Those are the cookies she makes around with the baseball-themed icing, including icing a few with the old English D.
Of course. I'll take your word for it. I forgot to get one last
week.
You
forgot.
I did. I know.
Well,
missed out.
Trust me, I had one for you.
Oh, good. All right, thank you.
Good cookies. In fact, I had several. I got to go out and play some ball now to work it all off. But Rosalie, we appreciate it. It's also very kind to make those cookies for us. She's been doing it for, I don't know how many years now, but a lot of years.
Right.
And always usually within the first couple of days toward the first spring training broadcast. So we're looking forward to that. I do have to report this morning, we talked yesterday that there really hasn't been much news coming out of spring training. You know, you're waiting for the games to begin.
Right.
Generally, if there's any news, it's maybe about some injury. And we have an injury to report.
Missed it.
And it's our star, young Spencer Torkelson.
Oh, what's wrong with Spence?
Spence was going to be playing in the first early spring training games, but A.J. Hinch, new manager, says he can't. He has a cut finger, which required three stitches to close and to help heal.
No, okay.
Now, I love this story here. So he'll be okay, but still it's an injury.
How'd he do it?
Well, this is what I love. It says, according to two sources familiar with the incident. Now, it says
sources
here that,
for this incident?
Okay. Well, it says here that Spencer was making dinner at a house that he shares with Jake Rogers and Riley Green. Two sources, and he shares a house with Jake Rogers and Riley Green. Do you suppose those could have been the sources?
Maybe.
I don't know, but anyway.
Could speculate.
Apparently, they didn't have a can opener in the house. So Spencer Torkelson tried to improvise with a wine opener that had a serrated half-inch knife on the other end.
Oh, no.
The knife folded up on his index finger, making a half-inch cut. He took 3 stitches to close the wound. No muscle or tendons were affected.
Oh, very well.
Wow.
But he'll be out for a couple of games and to make sure that he heals properly.
Don't most cans now just have the tabs so you can open them up?
Not all, I guess, but
many. It seems like it's soups. Yeah. They're doing that nowadays.
Well, he better, on his next trip to a hardware supermarket, better buy a can opener.
I'm thinking with his salary and bonus he got, he could probably afford one.
No doubt.
Yeah,
one of the electric kind. Won't have a problem. Or he could probably afford to have somebody open the can for him.
That too.
Let's hope he doesn't start working on avocados anytime soon.
No. And don't let him cut any bagels or anything.
Yeah, right.
Just keep all utensils away from Spencer Torkelson, please. We do know that manager Hinch has announced the starting pitcher for Sunday's game when you tune in.
Okay.
And it will be none other than Tyler Alexander.
All right. Supposed to be in the bullpen this year and maybe a spot starter.
Mm-hmm. Remember Tyler Alexander from last year? He's the guy that struck out all those guys in a row at that one game.
What was it, 9?
9 in a row.
Yeah,
to tie the record for a reliever coming out of a bullpen. Michael Fulmer, by the way, is going to start the second game of the spring. But when you're tuning in on Sunday at 1 o'clock with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price, Tyler Alexander will get the start.
And that'll be on 790 AM, regular programming on 100.5.
That is correct. So enjoy Tigers baseball. And, of course, for so many years, when it came to the first spring training broadcast, when you tuned in for Detroit Tigers baseball, the sounds of spring were evident.
For lo, the winter's past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land.
There we go.
Let's have the great fond memories of Ernie Harwell.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always start every spring training broadcast with that, which you heard all those years that we had association with the Tigers and Ernie Harwell.
Do they play? Do Dan Dickerson and the staff, do they play Ernie at the beginning?
No, not
they
Dan.
Don't anymore. They did there for a while.
They did, but I think, you know, at some point.
Yeah, I suppose.
You have fond memories through the magic of recordings.
That's right.
And we understand.
Yeah.
Things move on. But Ernie still, of course, will always live forever, especially since he's got a statue at Comerica Park. 7:51's the time on WSW. Enjoy it, Tigers fans.
Ernie and RoboCop now are statues in Detroit.
Remember, though, they got to find a place for RoboCop. Maybe put him outside Comerica Park next to Ernie.